Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearms Group Studio.
On the Sig Sauer Platinum Microphone.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Walters. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast begins right now in the Carr Firearms Group Studios. I am Mark Walters on the Sig Sauer Platinum microphone, all of it being brought to you today by the great X Insurance. Please go out of your way to visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com that make these shows possible every single day. The Memorial Day edition is upon us, and we remember why we're celebrating Memorial Day. We remember America's heroes, our veterans, and the fallen that make this possible every single day for all of us. So I hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day weekend. I hope it's safe, but please remember why you're able to enjoy that weekend. Joining me right now, the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, how are you today?
I'm great, Mark. Thank you. And it's great on Memorial Day to be with you and your listeners.
Oh, they love you when you're here. We miss you when you're not. Alan, there's a lot going on. In fact, I started looking at research today earlier and yesterday, and I wondered, where am I going to start with you? But let's start with the big news and go back to earlier in the week when the Firearms Policy Coalition won a injunction in the Fifth Circuit. Now, a few days later, they were asking for some clarification of that ruling, and I got the following email as a member of the FPC that says, Mark, we're sending you this email in light of today's opinion regarding who is covered by the pistol brace injunction in FPC's case. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, I'm referring to the pistol brace rule that the ATF has in place that makes you a felon if you own one on May 32nd, if you will, June 1st, May 31st at midnight. And to continue, if you are receiving this email, you are an active member per our records and covered by the injunction. Alan, shortly afterwards, SAF won an injunction as well on the arm brace ruling from the ATF. What's going on here? Tell us what this means. This is huge news. What does this mean for the ATF, for the pistol brace, in light of the bump stock ruling? Now this, where are we here?
Well, it's a really important rulings because, quite honestly, earlier, there were two other cases for preliminary injunctions that were denied. So it left things up in the air. Now that two more courts have said that the injunction is in place, what it means is that for certain plaintiffs, FPC's plaintiffs in their case and SAF's plaintiffs in our case, which also include our members, that cannot be enforced. This pistol brace ban cannot be enforced. So Rainier Arms is one of our plaintiffs, a seller, and SAF members and our individual plaintiffs, who in our case are just some disabled Americans that need the arm braces in order to have the firearms function for them. They're all exempt. That it cannot be enforced against them. Now, the government has it's interesting. We don't know if the government at this point, first of all, we believe they're going to appeal. But in the interim, we do not know if they're going to now enforce the law against other people as well. We've asked the ATF for clarification. Do they plan on enforcing against others, considering there's two injunctions in place? And, example, SAF members can keep them. So for equal protection under the law, are you going to, enforce it or not? We don't know about that yet.
Alan, interesting for a lot of different reasons, because if we go back to the bump stock ruling, I'm not aware of, and maybe you can clarify for me, but I've searched for it. I have not been able to find where the ATF has tried to enforce the bump stock ruling, which was somewhat similar, against other Americans outside the scope of the plaintiffs in that case either. So what kind of a chilling effect? I mean, do you have a personal opinion? Do you think that they may? I haven't seen it with the bump stock ruling yet.
I haven't seen it either, Mark. I think there's no way at this juncture the ATF would probably enforce it, but I don't want to give any legal advice. In the Fifth Circuit, where the two rulings came out from two different judges, because that could create a problem. However, those rulings pretty much are for SAF members and FPC members anywhere in the country.
Right.
So I don't know what they're going to do right now. It's a holiday weekend. ATF hasn't gotten back to our attorneys yet. So I can't predict what they're going to do, but it's a marvelous win because, quite frankly, what it's showing is that in the Second Amendment Foundation's suit in particular, that the judge really believes that we have merit, that we're going to win the whole thing as it's moving forward. So that's a really good sign.
All right. So you mentioned that you expect, obviously, the government to likely appeal. What does that mean? So they appeal this. What's the next step in this? Let's assume for the sake of argument that the ATF chooses, hopefully rightfully so, not to enforce this with two very strong injunctions and opinions on those injunctions in place. Where do we go next? If they appeal, what's the next step?
Well, a lot depends on how they appeal. First of all, they could ask the current judge, in this case, two different judges, to stay the enforcement of the preliminary injunction until they appeal. And the courts may and may not do that. Then they could obviously file the appeal. They could, well, I ask the judges to reconsider the whole ruling. They could try to do that. They could also then go to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and immediately file an appeal to quote unquote overturn the judge's rulings. So it depends again on which way the government is going to try and take this. I'm going to make an assumption they will probably go to the Fifth Circuit and ask the Fifth Circuit to stay the appeal while they prepare for the Fifth Circuit to get it done. Again, I have no idea because, I mean, this administration is
right
all over the map on how they deal with these things.
But I don't smell enforcement here while that process works its way through. I really don't. Now, I could be wrong about that. And I'm like you. I don't want to tell people what to do, what not to do, because there are an estimated 10 plus million Americans that own pistol braced rifles or pistol braced pistols, I should say, that the ATF now says is a short barreled rifle. So I don't smell that while it's moving through the system, although I could be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to give you advice. I think you would agree with that, Alan, right? Should we?
Yeah, we should not be giving legal advice, and our attorneys have explained to us that we should not be giving legal advice as well because there's too many unknowns there. But again, we're moving the football down the field,
right,
and we're going to score a touchdown.
I like to hear that we're going to score a touchdown. So ultimately, you believe this could wind up where? How does this one end?
Again, that depends on the government, on how far they want to appeal it. But we've basically won the preliminary injunction. If the government wants to then just argue the case at the lower court level, they can do that, but that's going to take, you know, time to do. They could file an immediate appeal to the appeals court to have it just move up right away. So it again depends on what the government is going to try to do with this. But again, we're going to win eventually.
I don't think it requires a legal degree from any university to figure out that this is wrong on its surface, Alan, that the ATF does not have the constitutional authority to make law, then determine penalties, and then as the enforcing agency enforce those laws. People understand that that's wrong on the merits. You can't just move the goalposts, tell millions of Americans that it's okay to have these for years, and then, and is that Winston? I love Winston. Tell pet Winston on the head for me. And then decide to enforce it while it's moving through the court system. I don't see this happening. Do you think the ATF is finally getting the message here? Do you think Biden and the administration is getting the message that they're violating our constitutional rights? Courts are finding that, and that might chill them to continue to push this if they lose again at the next step?
I have no idea. This administration is, hell-bent on taking away our rights. And logic goes out the window. It's really hard to say. But, there's no doubt the underlying issue in this case is, does the administration, does ATF have the right to redefine what a firearm is, considering Congress has defined what a firearm is in law? Can they just willy-nilly just uproot what Congress says a firearm is and say an arm brace is now basically a firearm? I don't believe so. I don't think any court's going to say that they can do that as it goes up.
Okay, and one more question regarding the pistol brace ruling. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so important. We ask you to join these organizations every single day to help fight for your rights. Were you surprised that the injunction also included, you know, FPC was looking for clarification, as was SAF, that it also included members? The courts were pretty adamant about that, that it did. Their ruling was pretty firm that it did include membership as well. So I'm hopeful that the ATF is getting the message, because this now affects people who are now a part of this in all 50 states for the most part, right?
Well, yes. But on the other hand, there have been some previous court rulings on what membership means and how it's defined, right, in other cases. So it isn't, in some circuits, in some places, membership's defined differently. So there's still a little bit of gray area, but we believe the ATF will definitely not enforce this against SAF members. But again, we're waiting to hear back from them on how they're interpreting it.
Okay, great deal. A huge win, a huge victory, ladies and gentlemen, for both FPC and SAF in these two cases with these injunctions. And as Alan just mentioned, this is a huge, huge step in the right direction in hopefully reining in the Biden administration and a weaponized ATF. When we come back, I want to ask Mr. Gottlieb quickly about something going on in Connecticut and then some more efforts, legal efforts, by the Second Amendment Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
Sig Sauer is the manufacturer of the game-changing P365 high-capacity micro-compact. This revolutionary new concealed carry pistol gives you more capacity, concealability, and capability. The award-winning Sig Sauer P365 redefines the category and has become the most desired handgun on the market today. Holding up to 17+1 rounds, its ergonomic design makes it more shootable with a clean, crisp trigger pull you'd expect from Sig Sauer. The Sig P365, America's number one selling handgun for a reason. Visit SigSauer.com.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Memorial Day Edition continues here. And I love this because this is the Carr Firearms Group Studios. We're on the Sig Sauer microphone, all of it brought to you by X Insurance, and it's Memorial Day weekend. Remember, not to forget why we're here today. I'm talking with the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, we've got you for one more segment. I want to focus briefly on Connecticut for just a couple minutes before we move on to some other actions that the SAF has going on in courtrooms around the country. But AWR Hawkins has reported that the Democrat-controlled House has voted in Connecticut now to add grandfathered guns to their quote-unquote assault weapons bans. Now, it's passed the House. It has not moved through the Senate yet. If it does, it likely will. The governor in Connecticut would likely sign it. SAF is involved in court actions up there. Does this have anything to do with SAF court actions? Are they responding to what's happening with SAF here? How do you think this is going to play out? And could this lead to confiscation when they talk about grandfather guns? And then we'll move on to some other issues.
Well, I definitely think it relates to our lawsuit that we have in Connecticut against their so-called assault weapons ban that's moving through the courts. And of course, I don't understand where they're coming from with this, because all this really does is strengthen our lawsuit that much more. Because right now, the grandfather guns weren't going to be, you know, banned or confiscated. You could keep the ones you had. Now, what it does is it opens up the line for us to add additional plaintiffs and amend our complaint and talk about how they're confiscating firearms. So I don't know why they're doing this, because it probably plays in our direction, and it's probably a good thing. Again, they're so anti-gun rights that they just don't really care, in my opinion.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. When they tell us that they don't want to confiscate or nobody wants to take your guns, I think what we see here proves them wrong. We know that they're lying through their teeth here. We know what their ultimate goal is. All right, let's move over to the SAF file under response in the Washington semi-auto ban challenge. What's going on here? Washington State, I want to point out.
Yeah, we filed a suit against the semi-auto ban in Washington State, and then we moved for a preliminary injunction. The state, of course, has filed a motion to oppose our preliminary injunction, and we filed this week our response to that, explaining to the court why they should issue the preliminary injunction in Washington State. And mainly the state has a hard time proving that the injunction will harm the state of Washington, but we surely believe that the ban is unconstitutional, and therefore the enforcement by the state amounts to the deprivation of rights under the color of law and causes irreparable harm. So a preliminary injunction will maintain the status quo, which is puts constitutional rights ahead of politics. So I think, you know, we're in pretty good shape on that. But again, in the Ninth Circuit, we have a judge, this is, goes before, that may not be very friendly to gun rights. We'll see what happens. And of course, no matter what, one side or the other is going to immediately appeal.
Alan, they when I see all of these every single day, it's just proof. These people will never stop, will they? And when I think they've gotten to the lowest point, here they come with something different. It's never going to end. And it's so important, ladies and gentlemen. This is why you have to join the SAF. Visit SAF.org. An annual membership is only $15. And if you were a member of SAF at the time this was filed, guess what? I'm talking about the pistol brace rule now. That injunction applies to you. So it's important. Keep these things in mind. SAF.org. Thank you for fighting in Washington State. Let's move to New York. An amicus brief was filed by the Second Amendment Foundation regarding their rifle license, which you made very clear is repugnant to the plain text of the Second Amendment and this nation's history and tradition. That takes us back to Bruin decision. What's happening in New York with the rifle license?
Yeah, this is not our case. It's a case called McGregor versus Suffolk County. But we filed an important amicus brief in this case supporting the plaintiffs, because obviously at the time of the founding of the Republic, you didn't have to get a permit to have a rifle in your own home. The plain text of the Second Amendment and the nation's history and tradition surely don't uphold this law. So we got engaged and involved in this suit at the request of the attorney for the plaintiffs in it. It's really a very neat amicus brief that we filed. It's a short, right to the point, and shows exactly why this law is unconstitutional in New York.
Yeah, and New York is also nonstop action against your gun rights. Alan, I want to ask you briefly about Gifford's Law. I covered a story on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense this week that was incredibly disturbing. Gifford's Law is now asking future attorneys to sign a pledge to never defend the Second Amendment rights of Americans in nation's courtrooms, but instead to pledge their careers to fight against it. Again, just when you think these people can't lower the bar, they in fact find another way to lower the bar. What does that say to you when an organization, Gifford's Law, this is a clear-cut case of you agree with me or the hell with you, do not defend the Second Amendment. Do we not have a constitutional right that Gifford's Law thinks should be defended here? This is repugnant, to use that word that you used.
Well, you know what I think it really is desperation from Gifford's Law. They see us winning time after time right now in the court system. And of course, if you can get attorneys not to defend Second Amendment rights in the courts, then we couldn't win. They can't win in the courts directly, so they're trying to make sure that our cases just don't get there.
And that desperation, though, what does it say to future to law students, to law graduates? What does this say to kids who are getting degrees, who are going to move forward? Look, I go back to John Adams, who defended, you remember, the Boston Massacre in the 1700s. John Adams himself defended the British Redcoats who fired on American citizens, and he defended them successfully. Isn't that what the law is all about? You're in the nation's courtrooms every single day. Why would an organization feel that they would should control the court system by manipulating attorneys to take pledges to not defend certain actions simply because they don't like them? Is it just desperation?
Well, it's
the end of our system.
It's because the end justifies the means in their minds. They know what their end game is. They want to make sure nobody can own a firearm in the United States, and this is a way to get there. This is what we're dealing with, and this is why it's so frustrating for gun owners and why we all have to stand up and continue to fight for our rights every single day, because this is the other side invents new ways, new techniques, new gimmicks to try and deny us our rights.
Yeah, I'd like to say that this is the final low bar, but I know it's not. They're going to come up with something else. Do you think this thing will get legs?
No, I think it's going to get a lot of publicity. It's going to get press in the legacy media, but it surely isn't going to get legs to it. If what it's going to probably get is, if you have an anti-gun law student, he'll probably sign the pledge. If you have a pro-gun law student, he's not going to sign the pledge. Wait till they come down to the fact that if you support gun rights, they shouldn't admit you to law school to start with.
See, all right, well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Alan giving us an indication of how far lower they can actually go. I didn't even think about that. What would your advice be, Alan, to attorneys entering law school or attorneys that are graduating soon or may have just graduated that are being asked to take this pledge when it comes to defending our Constitution? You know, I have a feeling that Gifford's Law wouldn't want to do the same thing about First Amendment cases, Fourth Amendment cases, Fifth Amendment cases, and on down the line. What would your advice to law students be?
Well, that's about exactly what I would raise. I'd say, look, you may not care about Second Amendment rights, but you may care about your other rights. And if you set this precedent for Second Amendment rights, you pretty much set the precedent for First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment rights as well.
Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Enjoy your holiday weekend, sir. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here on the Memorial Day edition. That's Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. You can join us, and I say us because I'm a longtime, lifetime member at SAF.org. Thank you, Alan. Enjoy your weekend and stay safe. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Mark.
America.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
MyLocalGunShop.com, a website for gun buyers that gives you direct access to verified gun shops, their inventory, and more, regardless of your location. There are no accounts and zero fees. If you are an FFL, you can upload thousands of items within minutes, giving all Americans access to your entire inventory for one simple flat rate. MyLocalGunShop.com, an innovative new way for gun buyers and verified FFLs to connect online. Visit MyLocalGunShop.com today. Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Mark Walters with you here in the Carr Firearms Group studios on this one very platinum Sig Sauer microphone, busting out on hundreds of radio stations today, all of it being brought to you today and every day by X
Insurance, and all of our fine partners. All of our partners can be found at armedamericanradio.com. We've got a new partner that we're announcing today, too. I'm very proud of that here on Memorial Day. MyLocalGunShop.com. MyLocalGunShop.com. We'll have more about MyLocalGunShop.com throughout the week, but make sure to visit them. MyLocalGunShop.com. If you are an FFL and you're interested, also visit My Local Gun Shop. Your inventory can be up on their page. Shoppers around the country can see everything you have for sale. Buyers can purchase as well by seeing what's up there. By zip code, it's a great opportunity for both buyers and FFLs. We'll have more about that with the owners over at My Local Gun Shop coming up during the week, and we thank them for joining Armed American Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it's companies like this that keep this program on the airwaves. Please support them. Visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. First off, let me thank on Memorial Day weekend Alan Gottlieb for taking time out of his busy schedule. We're going to give the rest of the crew the day off today, and hour two and hour three of the broadcast will be encore presentations, best ofs, if you will, because it's been a big weekend here at Armed American Radio Ranch. My son graduated high school. We've got a lot going on, got a lot of family in town, so we're giving you this hour. And then so I don't get yelled at and screamed at, I'm going to get back out to the family and to participate with all of the fun stuff going on with my son and his graduation. So family's coming first today in hour two and hour three, but we wanted to get out in front of you today because we have so much to cover for you. As Alan mentioned, that ATF pistol brace ruling, the injunction with SAF, absolutely huge. That's the second major injunction. And of course, the FPC, Firearms Policy Coalition. And I want to reiterate this, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we ask you to join these organizations that fight for your rights every day. If you were a member of SAF or if you were a member of FPC, I'm a member of both, you're covered by that injunction. The ATF can't touch you as this moves through the court system. So keep that in mind. Just another example as we fight these enemies of our freedom in our nation's courtrooms, this is the result of being a member of some of these organizations. These are two strong rulings. I feel very confident going forward. And as Alan said, we don't want to give you legal advice. I don't think the ATF, as I've said from day one, is going to enforce this. I think this is going to fall flat on their face. And at some point, Dettelbach and Biden are going to get the message in our nation's courtrooms that what they are doing is unlawful. It is unconstitutional. But boy, I'll tell you what, you can sure make your life easier as the enemies of freedom fight by joining us. It's just a big, big deal. I do want to go back briefly and touch on Connecticut that I talked about for just a moment with Mr. Gottlieb. What's happening there? You've had two assault weapons bans pass. And I say assault weapons, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what's out there. The people that we're talking to, that's what they know it as. Of course, that's their own vernacular. That's the way they describe your semi-automatic rifle because they don't like it. But in Connecticut, I'll go to the Connecticut Mirror for this. Military style weapons purchased prior to the bans have been grandfathered in under Connecticut law. What does that mean? That means if you own one of those guns that you lawfully purchased, which is the most popular rifle in common use in America today. That's going to come up in future court victories. I can promise you that. The Supreme Court has already mentioned that in now no fewer than three huge victories. Remember, you've won at the Supreme Court three times. The enemies of freedom and the gun grabbers have lost three times. So there's that. But staying on track with this, those guns that you own have been grandfathered in. Now, there were two times. Let's go back to 1993 and shortly after Sandy Hook, just 10 years ago, the General Assembly in Connecticut passed laws banning the sale of certain, and I quote, certain military style weapons, most notably the AR-15 and its many variations. Keep in mind, this is the most popular rifle sold in America today. But each time they did that, the Connecticut legislature assured gun owners, if you're listening in Connecticut, and many of you do, that there was a grandfather provision that would, that allows you to retain what you bought lawfully. Think about that. I hate even saying it to you, but I don't have a choice because that's what Connecticut law does. Connecticut law allows you to retain the lawful gun you purchased legally in the state of Connecticut. You're allowed to keep it thanks to the legislature. Well, we're going to ban a future sale, but we're going to allow you to keep that. Think about that. That's anathema to what we stand for in America. And that's through what we call the grandfather provision. They're grandfathered in. You get to keep them. It's grandfathered in. Senator Gary Winfield, who is a Democrat, of course, in Connecticut. Is there anything else? He is co-chair of the Judiciary Committee that, of course, in Connecticut is critical to the passage of really any gun law in the state. Now, I say that, let me stop there for just a second, because Governor Lamont is now seeking to end ownership, period, of any AR-15 in the state of Connecticut, because this freedom hater doesn't like what you own. Is he going to be able to succeed? The House has already passed legislation, as we were talking about with Mr. Gottlieb, that would end the grandfather clause in the two bans that have passed previously in the state of Connecticut. But there is encouraging information coming from Senator Gary Winfield, a Democrat out of New Haven, who, again, is the co-chair of the Judiciary Committee. He said, if you've told people you're going to operate in a certain way, particularly grandfathering people and things like this particular issue, it's a really hard hurdle to clear. Why? Because he gets it. We've already made a commitment to gun owners in the state of Connecticut that we're grandfathering in what they own. Now we're going to go back on this provision years later. I don't think there's an appetite for that. And he said that he didn't feel that there was much of an appetite to, quote unquote, revisit this issue in Connecticut. But I'm going to tell you right up front, ladies and gentlemen, Lamont in Connecticut is not going to stop. Now, when they tell you they don't want to take your guns, take a listen to the Connecticut Mirror headline. Lamont may go alone in seeking end to ownership of AR-15s in Connecticut. So that begs this question, and I don't have the answer to it, but it's the question that absolutely has to be asked. What if you are a Connecticut gun owner that has an AR-15 or any of its variations that they define as a variation, or two or three or four or five or any other gun that's on their "we hate you" list? Are they going to take it? How does the grandfather clause ending result? What does it result in? Let me put it that way. Does it mean turn them in? Does it mean register? If it means register your gun, which supposedly you should have already done in the state of Connecticut, that's not ending the grandfather provision. To me, it stinks of, again, let me go back to the headline. Lamont seeks to end ownership. You can't end ownership by allowing someone to keep what they own simply by registering it and they still own it. That doesn't end ownership in the state of Connecticut. Lamont wants to ban this gun, period. Here's what he said. Lamont, and I quote him, the governor of Connecticut, AR-15s should not be allowed in the state of Connecticut. I think they're killers. I think they're incredibly dangerous in our community. You're not serious about crime if you leave them on the street. Well, I don't know about you, Connecticut resident, or any other owner of any rifle or any gun, but the guns I own are not on the street. They're in my safe. They're on my hip. They're in my pocket. They're mine, and I'm not giving them to you. They're not on the street. I don't even know what that means. But the Democrats, they seem to think any gun that they're not in possession of is on the street. Think about that. So Connecticut, proving yet again, a Democrat in Connecticut, proving yet again that, yes, in fact, they do want to take your guns, because Lamont wants to end ownership of AR-15s in Connecticut. We'll continue to follow it and bring it to you. One more segment next. Don't go away. Protecting loved ones and neighbors is a high calling. Over the last few years, men and women of all walks of life have chosen to exercise their Second Amendment right as first-time gun owners. Through education and training, families and communities are empowered to protect themselves and those around them. Daniel Defense advocates for the individual's right to bear arms, which is why they manufacture 100% American-made, high-quality firearms backed with a lifetime warranty. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
MyLocalGunShop.com, a website for gun buyers that gives you direct access to verified gun shops, their inventory, and more, regardless of your location. There are no accounts and zero fees. If you are an FFL, you can upload thousands of items within minutes, giving all Americans access to your entire inventory for one simple flat rate. MyLocalGunShop.com, an innovative new way for gun buyers and verified FFLs to connect online. Visit MyLocalGunShop.com today.
Sig Sauer, the largest and most comprehensive firearm manufacturer in the world, also feeds your firearms. Sig Sauer manufactures the ultimate self-defense round, delivering exceptional on-target energy, maximum weight retention, and optimal expansion at all effective distances. Sig Sauer Elite Defense Ammunition is available in all popular calibers and features V-crown jacketed hollow point projectiles for maximum expansion and weight retention. It's the ultimate defensive ammunition. For more information, visit SigSauer.com today.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
At Armed American Radio, we depend on our partners to bring you this broadcast every day. And that's why we've partnered with Fort Worth Armory. Fort Worth Armory searches the world to bring you high-quality, dependable ammo at extremely competitive prices. Proudly partnering with quality importers and manufacturers from friendly nations to bring you reliable ammunition, Fort Worth Armory not only fills your ammo needs, they also help fill your prescription for freedom. Please support the businesses that support Armed American Radio. Visit FortWorthArmory.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's MonsterCast, the Memorial Day edition, continues. One more segment in this hour. As I mentioned, a big weekend at AAR Ranch. Yes, I have a ranch. If you take, I guess if you hear John Lott mention it, he laughs. Do you have a ranch? Yeah, we have a ranch. We're here at AAR Ranch, and AAR Ranch has a lot of people at it today because my son graduated high school this weekend. We're super proud of him. I never thought I'd see the day I'd have two kids and two high school graduates already. I don't know what that makes me. It makes me proud. Makes me damn proud. That much I can tell you. But it's been a fun weekend. And I hope if you have a graduate in your family, whether it's high school, college, middle school, whatever it is, congratulations to you. I feel you. It's quite an accomplishment for everybody, not just the graduate, particularly the graduate, but the family as well. You've all done great work, and congratulations to each and every one of you. Memorial Day weekend. I hope you're enjoying it as we are. The second hour and the third hour of the broadcast. As a result of that, this weekend at here at AAR Ranch,
we will be running best ofs or encores in the next 2 hours for you. I hope you understand. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast here in the Carr Firearms Group studios on this Sig Sauer Platinum microphone continues, all of it being presented to you by X Insurance. And I've told you before, if you're not following X Insurance on their Instagram over there, do it. X Insurance is all over the race boats, and they are having a blast over there. Make sure to follow them at Instagram, X Insurance, and check them out for any product. They cover, they're a real insurance company, ladies and gentlemen. They cover everything you need covered because they are an AM Best A-rated carrier. For everything from your freedom to your homes, your businesses, your toys, whatever it may be, even events that you may be running. If you're an event planner, X Insurance will cover you. So check them out. We did the work for you. Visit armedamericanradio.com and click on the X Insurance banner. And while you're at it, visit all of our fine partners. So let me briefly go back in this final segment of this hour to the ATF pistol brace rule. One thing that I neglected to mention, and I didn't have time to bring it up with Alan intentionally, but 27 states attorneys general have sent a letter to Congress asking them to act. Here's a quote from that letter regarding the pistol brace rule. The pistol brace rule is an egregious overreach. For over a decade, ATF has recognized that pistols equipped with stabilizing braces are not short-barreled rifles subject to the registration and tax requirements of the Gun Control Act of 1968 and the National Firearms Act. ATF has now reversed course without statutory authority and is requiring registration of nearly all pistols with stabilizing braces by the end of May. Ladies and gentlemen, that's coming up in just a couple days, correct? It is coming up in just a couple of days. If an individual fails to register or otherwise dispose of a pistol equipped with a brace, then that person will be guilty of a serious federal felony. So we've got state's attorneys general involved. We've got Congress involved. You have people in Congress that are talking about defunding the egregious, outrageous, weaponized, if you will, rogue ATF. And I'm confident that that will happen down the road. But in the meantime, again, we're not going to give you any advice. I did want to give you that update quickly on that ATF ruling relative to the fact that AGs across the country are also asking for that. Now, I got to go here to H&K, Heckler & Koch. You know, we talked last week, H&K, what is beyond me. When you leave a talk radio host speechless, you think, wow, how do you even comment on this? But H&K, maker of some of the finest firearms in the world, very well-known manufacturer, had a woke marketing manager put a tweet out as an actual woman and for some reason felt it necessary as a representative and a marketing manager for H&K to jump into a Miller Lite commercial tweet thread about Miller Lite being woke, like Target and the rest of them. I'm not even going to name them. There's not enough time to name all the woke companies out there, Bud Light, et cetera. But she jumped in the middle of this and was, let's say, upset that there were women advertising firearms in advertisements, et cetera. And she said, wow, woke, when somebody called her woke, allow me to translate. Objectifying women was never a good marketing strategy in the firearms industry. That was a prominent strategy up until recently. As an actual woman typing this, she goes on to talk about and defend her response to this spot. And all of us sat there thinking, why is this woman from H&K even involved in this conversation? H&K was having none of it. The backlash was instant. It was huge. AWR was in large part responsible for that, for his immediate writing on the subject. H&K put a tweet out that said the road forward with a Photoshop sign of a road sign. H&K with the logo does not engage in identity politics. A policy was violated. Changes were made. What changes were made? Well, apparently H&K has gone a step further in righting the ship. What they did was they put a tweet out on Thursday this past week, letting the world know that they too thought the woke tweet, the tweets, plural, of last week were a pile of, oh, you can fill in the blank. And what they did was beautiful. They featured a clip of Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park standing looking at a pile of dinosaur dung.
and that clip from the movie. And, well, H&K put this above that clip from the movie, which talks about that being a very large pile of blank. And H&K's tweet said, our new social media manager assessing the situation. H&K took care of business. Obviously, a new social media manager. Obviously, the old woke out the door. Congratulations to H&K, and thank you for doing that. It was huge. It was good to see H&K stand up to this nonsense that we're all having to put up with if we turn on any so-called news or open up any so-called news website with wokeness in our face. H&K was having absolutely none of it and made that crystal clear. So thank you to H&K for that. We wanted to bring you that information. I guess right now I'm going to go to Chicago before I close out with a happy ending story. Now, Chicago, oh, good heavens, it's a Memorial Day weekend. Do we have any misgivings as to what we think is going to happen in Chicago by the close of this weekend, which will be tomorrow? Do you think criminals and killers and gangbangers are going to take the holiday off? Are you really stupid enough to believe that? Are the Democrat gun grabbers stupid enough to believe that? Some of them, sadly, maybe, but the numbers will prove them wrong, as they always do. Just one night, on Mayor Johnson, Brandon Johnson, who replaced Lori Lightheight over there, his first Memorial Day weekend in Chicago, Mayor, 12 people were shot. At least 12 were shot. Three of those were fatal. That's Chicago on Memorial Day weekend. And believe me, I don't have the updated numbers yet. We'll talk about the updated numbers again when we're back live on the broadcast. But it is going to be double that, at least, if not triple that. Good heavens. When will they get the message? They won't get the message because they're Democrats. They're not going to figure it out. Let's close out with a happy ending story. How about that? I love happy ending stories. Alleged intruder dies at hospital after being shot by homeowner. This was in Gastonia, North Carolina on Thursday. Reports of a shooting at about 10:45 p.m. discovered 50-year-old Frankie Carl Jones outside the home with a gunshot wound. He had entered the house while armed with a handgun, which is when the man inside, well, as A.W.R. Hawkins would say, took care of business. Note to mom, he will not be home for dinner. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Second Amendment in action. God bless each and every one of you. I hope you enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy the next 2 hours of Armed American Radio's encore broadcast, and I'll see you live on Tuesday. Have a great day.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.